clearly dominating headlines right now is what's going on in Libya. And we just spoke recently about what's happening in Bahrain. But there's also demonstrations on the streets of Iraq this morning. Residents are calling it the Day of Rage. At least two people have been killed there. Thousands have taken to the street in cities across the country. Joining us now live from Baghdad is the BBC's Baghdad correspondent, Jonathan Head. Jonathan, can you tell me what opposition groups, if any, are organizing this so-called Day of Rage?
Well, so they're pretty small groups, and that's because in Iraq, the difference with other Arab countries is, first, if you've got an elected government, they only elected it last year. Second, it's a coalition government. So most of the big factions in Iraq are part of the government and have actually discouraged their supporters from coming out, saying, please give us a chance at least to get to work and meet your demands. But there is an awful lot of pent-up anger. So these small groups have encouraged other generally frustrated Iraqis to come out and show their anger about poor services, the cost of food, which is very high here, the lack of security, and increasingly government corruption really makes them mad. The protests have been big outside Baghdad, and some quite ugly clashes with security forces in cities like Mosul, Kirkuk and Basra. In Baghdad, the government was so nervous about this so-called Day of Rage, they've actually shut the whole city centre down. The army has been out in very heavy numbers, put roadblocks up and stopped any vehicles at all from coming into the city. It's unusually quiet. So the number of protesters who've come into the city centre is only a few hundred. They're completely surrounded by soldiers. They're shouting a lot, but of course they haven't had very much impact.
Well, I mean, in Iraq, this is different from Tunisia and Egypt. They've had regime change there. And as you say, they have a democratically elected government. What are their specific demands? Obviously, they're angry over certain things. What are they expecting in terms of change?
The cry is very much for reform, not revolution. I mean, as you say, they've had regime change. That's not really an option for them. But it's hard to exaggerate the levels of disappointment with this current government. Remember, it took, after the election, 10 months for them even to form a cabinet. Now they've got one. Almost everyone and his dog has a position in the cabinet. It's a 47-member cabinet. It's going to be a very ineffective cabinet. It's going to take a long time to get work going. And the living conditions of Iraqis continue to be poor. The security is much better than it was, but you've got almost daily bombings, constant roadblocks. The food price situation is very bad for poorer Iraqis. They've really gone up a lot. Electricity is still only a few hours a day for huge numbers of the population. And people are saying, come on, it's 8 years since we got rid of Saddam Hussein. We ought to do better. The government's very nervous about this. The Prime Minister's offered to halve his salary. MPs get paid a lot here. MPs are supposed to halve their salaries too. And there are all sorts of other concessions like food subsidies being offered. So they're worried this could really take flight. But as you say, it is different from the rest of the Arab world. There's no entrenched regime to overthrow here. And I've said to Iraqis, and they acknowledge this, I say, well, you did elect this government last year. You can't really overthrow it. And they mostly agree.
And very quickly, Jonathan Head of the BBC, is one difference in Iraq? Is there any anti-American sentiment going on in these protests?
There is a little. They're mostly, a lot of them are pro-Saddam, the people out now because they're out of government. But frankly, that anti-American feeling has gone away a great deal in the last year. Much of it now is directed towards their own government.
That's the BBC's Baghdad correspondent, Jonathan Head, reporting to us live from Baghdad. He's talking about what's being called the Day of Rage in Iraq. Two people have been killed so far. Thousands have taken to the street in cities all across the country. Thank you so much, Jonathan.